This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Got to get up. Got to get a getting. Get down there where the folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to get there. And first of all, we're happy to have you folks with us. I wish you'd write me and let me hear from you. And holler over there across the back fence and tell your neighbors the Old Trailblazer is on. And if you would, pass the word around at what time the Old Trailblazer comes on. If you'd like, I'll get you some information. You can pass it around in your neighborhood, send it to you. But we get back to our study. We're looking at the foundation of our faith. And what is that foundation? What is the foundation of your faith, my friend? Is it some kind of televangelist word, or what is it? No, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. You say the Lord has saved you, all right. Let's live by the Word. Let's read it. Let's meditate upon it. Let's hide it in our heart until we breathe the Word of God. It's our life. It's our drink and our food. And as we sit there, it's the Holy Spirit takes it, shows us the things of God, and He directs our lives by the Word. That's right. The Bible, they say now, is the most widely published book in the world and least read. The least read in the world. Now, I mentioned in our last study that there's a promise in this book, God's Word, for every moment of our lives if we'll study it and hide it in our hearts and meditate upon it. And I made you this offer. We have a book here by Brother Herbert Lockyer on all the promises of God. And it's just I haven't gotten the price on it yet in the studio, but you write me, and I'll send it to you, and you can put it on your credit card if you'd like to. As I see you, and I sit and listen to you here in our studios, here or there in the chapel building, out there at our mission place, I try to just listen when I'm around folks. I just want to hear what you talk about. And I can tell whether or not you've been reading God's Word. That's right. That's right. You're going to talk about it. You're going to breathe it. You're going to be saying, well, you know, the Lord so-and-so and the Lord so-and-so. But listen, I was up against a trial, but here's a promise the Lord gave me. He gave it to me, and I'm resting upon it. And I came up across this problem, and here's the word of the Lord. You see, my friend, what I'm talking about? This is not no scientific preaching, is it? No, this is just home, down home preaching, my friend. That's right, just what the old country boy does. Now, that's living in the realm of life of Christ. He's brought us into that realm. Once we lived in the realm of death, now we're living in the realm of life. And life is given to us by the Spirit through the Word. Through the Word. I wish I could lead you folks. I don't know how to do it. I want people here, out there on our radio audience, there at our mission places, scattered all the way across this country. I want you folks to live upon God's Word. And I want you people who hear the Old Trailblazer to it does my heart good. I go into homes when I visit the mission places, away back there somewhere, where you folks, they call us city slickers, but listen, out there somewhere, I find a family that the Lord has saved, and they just been left alone there. And I've had the privilege of visiting in those homes down on the bayou where the old folks were there, the old fishermen, had no education, couldn't read nor write, and been privileged to hear those speak, tell how the Lord saved them. That's grace, my friend. That's grace. And they've read God's Word, those who are able to read. They live by the Word. They've molded their lives by the Word. And they talk the Word. And that's what I want. That's what I mean. That's what the early disciples did. And that's what old Enoch did. We were talking about old Enoch in our last study or two, how that he never saw death. The Lord took him. We saw when Enoch began to walk with the Lord. Now, let's notice that sixth verse while we got time. But without faith, we get into that part of a chapter that I like. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, my friend, that's one of the greatest statements in God's Word. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, let's spend some time right there with that verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, speaking of the Lord. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What the scripture says about a sinner, he said, you shall find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. Now, the sixth verse goes along with that fifth verse. In some of our thinking, we've tried to separate that. Listen, we've quoted them separately, but you don't understand that sixth verse if you separate it from the fifth verse. Now, let's read them both together. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. What was it? That he pleased God. Can it be written about you that you pleased Lord? You pleased the Lord? Is your life pleasing to the Lord? Is your attitude pleasing towards the Lord? Is your day-by-day walk with the Lord, is that pleasing to the Lord? Or is the Lord ashamed of you? Oh, my friend. Now let's look at the next verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. That's the Lord. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. What does that mean? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he is God, that he is the Almighty God. And then we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I've told you, the Bible says, you shall find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. You know, I have a lot of problems with folks who tell me they want to be saved, but they're not seeking the Lord. Oh, the Bible says, when you seek for me with your whole heart. And I do. I get frustrated because people won't search the Word. They won't search the Bible. They won't read the Bible. And then they think the Lord ought to save them. No, the Lord not going to do that, my friend. You're going to have to get honest with the Lord. When did you start towards the Lord? When were you awakened to the fact that you were a lost sinner? Did that ever take place in your heart? I asked you in a study or two back. Can you go back to the time and the place where you saw yourself as a poor old sinner? We talked about Enoch there, saw that he was a guilty sinner, and he went there to the garden and took his offering, the lamb of his flock, and it offered it there, just like representing the Lord. But when did you do that, my friend? When were you awakened? When did you see that you were under destruction and damnation and condemnation? Somewhere along the line there, you saw, well, I need a Savior. Oh, I need a Savior. I need a substitute. Have you ever thought about that, my friend? You may tell me that you know the Lord. Do you know what a substitute is? Have you ever been washed in the blood of the Lamb as a sacrificial lamb? Have you? I'm just bringing you these studies and asking you. The only aim we have here at the Old Trailblazer Broadcast is to get out the gospel, the Word of God, that you might hear it and live. That you might hear it and live. You might be on a false profession. Can you go back to the time and place where you took your place as a lost sinner? No sinner ever comes to Christ till he sees his need. No. We make that statement here all the time. If you wake up in the morning feeling good and got good fresh air in your lungs and sun shining outside, you don't get up and say, well, I'm going to the doctor. No. But listen, you wake up on a morning when you got a sore throat and a headache and a cold and a fever and your bones is aching. You tell your wife, find me a doctor. Call a doctor and get me an appointment because I've got to go to the doctor. It's just so with a sinner. As long as you see no need for a Savior, as long as you see no need to have your sins washed away, as long as you see no need for someone to take your place, you'll never come to Christ. You'll never seek the Lord till you see those things, my friend. But listen. Old Enoch saw. He said, I'm lost. I know I'm lost. I'm lost. I need a Savior. That's what every sinner comes to that place. Where can I find him? What was it, old Job just said, oh, that I may know that I knew where I might find him. You did the same thing. Listen, when the Lord was dealing with you, there come a day when the old fellow said, darling, this was a man talking to his wife. Someone, the Lord had saved his wife. And he said, tell me how the Lord saved you. Tell me about the Lord. Oh, he said, I've got to have a substitute because I'm lost and doomed and damned. Tell me about him. Listen. All right. Now, how are you going to find him? That's a good question, isn't it? How are you going to find him? Do you know the way? By faith. By faith. Oh, we're going to get to those verses where it says, by faith Abraham, by faith Noah, by faith Sarah, by faith Enoch. We passed that up already. How did you find the Lord? By faith. You can't please him except by faith. You can't come to him except by faith. The only way you can please God is by faith. And what is faith? I want us to just slow down right here. Let's just slow down right here. What is faith? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. the most simple explanation that I can give you? Trusting the Lord through His Word. Where do you find out about the Lord? In His Word. Then you come to trust Him through His Word. Through His Word. You read what the Lord has said. You believe Him. And you trust the Lord. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little secret. You tell me, maybe some of these others will listen in. Let me just tell you a secret. All right, you listen. Let me just tell you something here. Enoch pleased God. How did he please him? By believing his word. By taking God at his word. You want to please the Lord, my friend? My believer friend? You down in the dumps and you don't believe the Lord cares for you? You want to make sure the Lord loves you? Just walk in the Lord's will. Read his word. Study his word. How do you please him? By believing his word. By taking God at his word. Oh, my friend, isn't that a simple thing? Taking God at His word. It's impossible to please God without faith. Now, it's impossible to please God without faith. Now, we're going to get into that in just a moment. In our next study, we'll go back into that for a few minutes. But I just wish I could sit down by your side, drink a cup of coffee. I often say, some folks up there in Nashville, Tennessee, or Knoxville, somewhere up there, and Sweetwater, Tennessee, but it's good to know folks out there in our radio audience. We have folks over there in Morristown, Tennessee. We have folks in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we have folks all over the country: Kalamazoo, Michigan, Sacramento, California. They write to Old Trailblazer occasionally and send us an offering here to help this broadcast. Would you do that? Would you ask the Lord if He wants you to help with this broadcast? I've been asking the Lord for news stations. You say, well, you're a fool. You're an old fool, Old Trailblazer. Lord's not going to send you that kind of money. No, you don't know that, my friend. You don't know that. The Lord says the cattle on 1,000 hills are His. Have you ever driven out there in West Texas, New Mexico, Arizona? I have. Driving down the interstate there, you look over there and there'll be cattle on a hill all over the land. And I say, look there. Those are the Lord's cattle. Well, they belong to that ranch. Yeah, they do. But that ranch belongs to the Lord, too. And I'll tell you more about that in our next study. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. I want to just mention a couple of things. First of all, we have Pastor Shelton's book on demon possession. About 100-page paperback. And we sell it $3.50. I recommend it highly. And if you'd like to have one of them, just go ahead and write me. And then we have Divine Healing, True and False, free and postpaid. If you send it, write me, let me hear from you. I'll send it to you. But this is the Old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address. The Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Goodbye, and God bless you.